Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Right here on the USA Radio Network, the show Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root, but he is off tonight, so yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to handle all of the on-air duties. My main man, Christopher, down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. We kick this hour off. Former congressman, former Fox News contributor, and a regular on my morning show is joining me right now, John LeBoutelier. And, John, now before we get into some of the particulars about Ukraine, I want to ask you a question that has followed me all week long about America and what Americans actually want from their government. What do you think they want, the average American? What do you want?
Well, what I want is different. So I'll leave me out of these things. The question is, what does the average American want? Reminds me of Reagan early on in his first year. David Stockman was the head of Office of Management and Budget, had been a congressman from Michigan. And he brought a quiz in to Reagan. And he said, I'd like you to take this multiple answer, you know, yep, check it off quiz, like 10 questions. And Reagan sits down with a pencil and does the thing. And here's what it was. It was, do you want to receive your pension? Do you want to receive each of these benefits that you're getting? And, of course, Reagan said, yeah, I want them. And that's what Americans, they may say, I don't want bigger government. And we all say that. A lot of Republicans say it. But when you get down to the nitty-gritty, Republicans, independents, Democrats, all want the goodies that government gives them. So I'm now over 65. I'm loving Medicare, paying for this knee surgery of mine.
Right.
I love that. I love the Social Security money I get. I love, you know, whatever benefits the government gives you, I don't have, never heard of any one person who says, I don't want that stuff. And that is the elixir of government spending. Once you hook people on a program, they're hooked like an addict.
Right.
And they will never want to give it up. And so that's really the bottom line truth. And Republicans are just as guilty as Democrats. None of this stuff about, oh, I want smaller government. Sounds great. A lot of people in the audience will nod their head. Yeah, yeah, I want less government. But they really don't. They really don't.
Okay, but to be fair, what you're mentioning are things that they actually already pay into, Medicare and Social Security, not necessarily getting freebies from Uncle Sam that they don't necessarily deserve. Like, there's this thought going on right now that maybe everybody deserves a monthly paycheck. Right? From good old red, white, and blue. You get a check every month from Uncle Sam saying, well, here, you're worth $1,000. You get $1,200, $1,500, whatever it is. And on the surface, that sounds insane, but we are heading in a direction where it seems like there's going to be a lot more unemployment as jobs get eliminated from the workforce. I'm not advocating this. I'm just pointing it out. What happens when unemployment reaches 20%? How are we going to handle that?
Well, I think it would be devastating if we ever had that, and I don't know that we will, because, you know, there are other things that need to be done by people that robots can't do. I mean, a robot can maybe someday come cut your lawn and wash the car or something like that, but there's still going to be need people to service the robot and drive the robot over to each house. And, you know, I don't know. I've heard this fear of what's coming, but our system seems to work itself out, and I think it will. You know? And we're not there at this moment. We don't have a problem with unemployment.
No.
We have a problem with a lot of high-tech jobs are available, and they're not people filling them. That's a big problem.
Right.
People complain about it, but the job is sitting there, needs to get done. Someone's got to do it, you know, and why aren't Americans getting the educational level necessary to fill that high-tech job, which pays well.
All right, switching gears, moving to what's happening in Ukraine. You've been involved in politics, the political theater, for a long, long time. Your assessment, how far do you think Putin is going to push this?
Well, I don't know. I mean, obviously he's prepared to by the fact that he's got 60% of his military arrayed around Ukraine, both Navy and Army and Air Force, too. I think he's already hurt himself badly in the long run by just this little action he took. If he goes farther and goes to the other parts of Ukraine, I'm telling you, it'll be the beginning of the end of him. It may not be for a while, but this is a move he didn't need to make. It's somewhat like the Soviet Union in 1979 invading Afghanistan, which they took rather rapidly. But if we remember, the United States stood up to it as best we could. We refused to go to the 1980 Olympics in Moscow. That was all we really could do. We weren't going to go fight Russia or the Soviets. What happened within a decade? That was basically the end of the Soviet Union. They were so humiliated in Afghanistan. They came home in 88 or 9, and the place collapsed. The whole country, the Soviet Union, collapsed. And I think, I don't know that, I'm not saying Russia's going to collapse. It is not. But Putin is going to collapse over this Ukraine. This is a bridge too far, a step too far, a reach too far that he doesn't need to do. And if he does go in all out, it will be a guerrilla war, Ukrainians killing Russian soldiers, just like the Afghans killed Russian soldiers, and body bags were going home to Russia month after month after month. And it eroded even a dictatorship that didn't have elections, but it eroded it. And this will erode support for Putin. He already doesn't have great support in Russia. He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot of problems in Russia. A lot of people are sick of it. They want to get on with being a modern worldwide country. And this guy is keeping them in the Stone Age. And this move is not going to help him.
So I know situations like this, you don't always like to make partisan, John, but he chooses to make moves against our last two Democrat presidents and leaves the Trump administration alone. Did he do that on purpose?
Don't know. Good question. Could be. He got a lot out of Trump without conflict. I mean, he got Trump to disrupt NATO, which is what Putin wanted anyway. Now he's got a united NATO against him, which he doesn't want.
Right.
He has brought about exactly what he doesn't want, the Nord Stream pipeline suspended by Germany, exactly what he doesn't want. Increased sanctions being put on yesterday, more coming apparently, which he doesn't want. Contrary to what Trump and Pompeo, they're running around saying, oh, he's so savvy, he's a genius. Well, he's not. He's bumbled himself into a situation that he can't get out of. And it's, I promise you, this will be the end of Vladimir Putin. It may take several years, but there are forces in his country who are sick of this stuff. In 2022, the idea of an armed invasion of a sovereign country, this is not the way to go anymore.
So when Biden got in front of America the other day and put the official sanctions on Russia, he talked about how there's going to be a sense of shared sacrifice, how it's going to hurt us here in this country. And you can see clearly through the tea leaves that we're going to be spending $5 a gallon of gas by midsummer. You agree?
Well, I don't know. Could be. The big one was the sanction on the Russian sovereign debt, which is going to make it very hard for them to finance their debt outside Russia. They can't now borrow money elsewhere to pay for it. That's going to hurt them. And the two of the biggest banks in Russia, we sanction them.
Right.
The five biggest banks, Britain sanction them. I think over the next few weeks, they're going to all extend these sanctions and squeeze the Russian economy. That's unfortunately bad for the Russian people, but that's the best way to get to Putin.
Right. You know, decisions like that, obviously they don't come from Biden. They get
Biden. Well, they totally do come from
Biden. No, but I mean, he's not sitting there coming up with these ideas. These ideas seem
multi-level. Well, he says to his aides,
yeah,
bring me an array
right,
of sanctions.
Right. That was my question.
I will choose. Right.
Yeah, my question was, how many people are actually, you know, you've been in there, you've been in Congress, how many people are actually working on these plans? Is it dozens? Is it 100? Is it 10? Is it 2? I'm just curious about that.
Well, it's dozens of people, mostly at the Treasury Department when it comes to sanctions. A little bit in the Defense Department, too. And then the State Department's job and the Treasury Department is to call their counterparts in London, Germany, France, and coordinate and say, if we do this, what are you going to do?
Right.
Today, Japan and Australia joined in. Even though they're not in NATO, and obviously they're far away from Europe, they're joining in sanctioning Russia, too. The world is not happy with this move by Putin. It's just, it's an indefensible move. As I said, 1922, you could see armed taking of land, and we look back on it and go, oh, my God. In 2022, it's outrageous. Loading up tanks and driving across a border into sovereign territory and taking it, it's the old way of doing things, and I don't think it's going to work for them. And there are more sanctions ready. They don't want to do them because they want to hold it out as an incentive for him not to go farther into Ukraine. If he goes in farther, the next thing that's going to happen is they will take Russia out of the SWIFT banking system. And all of us, maybe without realizing it, have used the SWIFT banking system. If you wire money to somebody, that you have a SWIFT code in your bank that you use, and it goes from Bank of America to whatever. We put that on Iran when they came out of the nuclear deal, and it has crippled their economy. And we're about to do it to Russia. That's one of the next ones to happen. And that means Russian companies and people can't receive or send money through the international banking system. And that is a very crippling sanction in the modern-day economy.
All right, John, listen, I got to run. I'm out of time. Thanks for sharing a few minutes with us, talking about a number of different topics. John Lebutlier, former congressman and former Fox News contributor. Quick break. We'll come back. A special conversation. If you love baseball, you're not going to want to miss this. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
An amazing day. Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. T, come on, you skeptics, you gotta love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat, get rid of your medication, get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, so I don't always get a chance to do what I want. Just ask my wife. But I do love to talk about baseball. And this is an opportunity that came across my desk. I'm like, I have to talk to this gentleman. Here's the deal. 10-time New York Times best-selling baseball writer Peter Golenbach is joining me. He's got a brand new book out called Whispers of the Gods, which has been available since, what's today? It's been available since Tuesday. And Peter is joining me right now. So, Peter, take me back to the beginning, your first book. Where was it? What was it? When was it?
Well, my first book was called Dynasty, which was an oral history of the New York Yankees that came out in 1975. And then after that, I did a book called The Bronx Zoo that I did with Sparky Lyle. That was the 1978 season. That came out in 79. And then I wrote a book with Billy Martin, the manager of the Yankees. That came out in 80-81. And I've basically written a book a year ever since that.
The first book I ever read was Bronx Zoo.
Wow.
Yeah. I can remember it like it was yesterday. I would run to that book to read it at night and was fascinated by the stories that were there. I was just a kid at the time, but
sure.
Still sticks with me today. So your brand new book is out again, Whispers of the Gods. And in this book, you cover all of the greats from the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, talking, you know, about players like Stan Musial and Roger Maris. Obviously, Mickey Mantle, I'm sure, is in this as well. But you have put together just this long list of amazing interviews.
Since 75, when I did Dynasty, for that book, I interviewed 50 of the Yankees who played between the years of 49 and 64. And then I did a book called Bums, where I interviewed most of the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Right.
And I did Wrigleyville, which was about the Chicago Cubs, and The Spirit of St. Louis, where I interviewed many of the members of the St. Louis Cardinals and Browns, and, of course, Amazing, which was the New York Mets. So I've had about 300 of these interviews. Jim Bouton was a very close friend of mine. He's in the Dynasty book, of course. He pitched for the Yankees. And when I lived in Englewood back in the 80s, we lived about three blocks apart. We were very, very close friends. And when he died a couple years ago, or last year, I thought to myself, you know, how can I keep his spirit alive? And the way to do that would be to take the interviews that I had with him and to transcribe them and put them in a book. And at the same time, I went back to the other interviews I did for people you talked about, Stan Musial, Ted Williams, Ron Santo, Roy Campanella, Roger Maris, Monty Irvin, Kirby Higbee, Gene Conley, goes on, Jim Brosnan, Tom Sturdivant, and I put them all together in a book.
You've audiotaped all these interviews, I'm assuming,
yes,
right?
Of course,
so,
sure.
So you're going back through each one of them. Now, it seems like to me this would have been something that you would have wanted to do somewhere along the line anyway. I mean, this is just fascinating information. I mean, I would think some of the stuff that's in this book is stuff that nobody knows about or has ever heard, right?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, when I did these interviews, I would say the interview's 20 pages long. I'd use, you know, half a page for what I needed for the book that I was doing.
Right, right.
But, after Bouton died, I thought, you know, let's put all these interviews together in a book. When I was a junior at Dartmouth College, I was the sports editor of the Dartmouth, and I received a book called The Glory of Their Times. They sent it to me because I was the sports editor, by Larry Ritter, who was an economics professor at NYU, and he had gone around the country and interviewed a lot of the players from the 1910s and the 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who had played with Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and Julius Kozak. And, he transcribed their conversations and put them in this fabulous book called The Glory of Their Time, which was sort of like the Bible for me. And so what I wanted to do with this book was to make the sequel to The Glory of Their Times 30, 40 years later.
He is a best-selling author, 10 times over, New York Times bestseller Peter Gallenbach. It's baseball, so I know it's a little bit of a curveball from what Wayne normally talks about, but I couldn't pass up this opportunity to talk to a writing legend. We'll take a quick break. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back. More with best-selling author Peter Gallenbach.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
International hacking group Anonymous has declared a cyber war against Russia for invading Ukraine. The group of hackers took to Twitter and said most members are currently involved in an operation against the Russian Federation. They went on to say one of the main targets is the Russian government, while adding the private sector will most likely be targeted as well. The CDC is relaxing its mask guidance for communities at low risk of COVID-19 transmission. At a briefing on Friday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if there's any concern that people will take this to mean that the coronavirus pandemic is over in the United States.
There are still people dying every day of COVID. What we are trying to work towards is a period of time where we are, where COVID is not disrupting our daily life.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network with a special guest joining me right now, best-selling author Peter Gollenbach. And we don't normally talk about sports here on Wayne's show, but I couldn't pass this up, as I said before. And, you know, baseball today is very different than it was in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Players are very different.
Mickey Mantle never lifted a weight.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I mean, he had worked in a coal mine, and so using his, you know, his sledgehammer, you know, sledgehammering coal, he became, you know, unbelievably strong.
Right.
But he never lifted a weight. The guys who play today are so much stronger, so much taller, so much, you know, more athletic than the guys in my childhood. It's just different. I mean, I'm one of those guys who loves each of the eras. I mean, I've gone back to Al Spalding in the 1870s and 1880s. You know, he was a guy, he did so many things. He was a great pitcher, and then he was the owner of the White Stockings, and he was the guy who put in the reserve clause, for crying out loud.
Right.
The most brilliant thing, the idea of the reserve clause is that if you signed a contract, at the end of the year, the contract automatically turned over so that the team owned you again.
Right.
So you never could become a free agent. And this kept prices of the salaries so low until Marvin Miller came along in the 1970s, 100 years later, to do away with the reserve clause. I mean, each era is fascinating. Baseball today is fascinating, I find. It's different.
Yeah. It's totally a different game. I mean,
totally
it's
different.
It's different than the game of the 70s.
It's walks and strikeouts and home runs, it seems.
Right.
I mean, I live in St. Petersburg, Florida. We have the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
And every game, our pitcher strikes out 10 batters. And I know that because if the pitcher strikes out 10 batters, we get a free taco.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been living in St. Pete?
I came here in 1989 for the Senior Professional Baseball League.
Okay.
League lasted a year.
Yeah.
We were the St. Petersburg Pelicans. I wrote a book called The Forever Boys about it. If you want to read about the St. Pete Pelicans, we won the league. We ended up winning the league. It was very exciting. But more important to me, I discovered how beautiful St. Petersburg was, and I moved here from Ridgefield, Connecticut.
I played for the St. Pete Cardinals in 1989.
No kidding.
So how about that?
Wow.
And not very well, because that was my last year.
Well, but if you played for the Cardinals, I came and saw you play.
Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely.
I think I got a little chill right now, actually.
Yeah, you should.
Thinking about that.
I know.
Yeah, that old park was tough to hit one out of. That,
absolutely. Al Lang Stadium.
Al Lang, yes.
It was. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. I was the radio guy for the St. Pete Pelicans.
Okay.
While I was writing this book, I didn't get paid, but Jack Weers did the play-by-play. He was a former Baltimore Oriole announcer, and he and I were friends. And I said, okay, I'll do the color. And so we had a promotion where we picked the name of a fan, and if the batter of that fan hit a home run, he would win $1,000.
Okay.
Well, the batter was this little second baseman. And I said over the radio, I'll tell you what, Jack, if this guy hits a home run, we'll give our guy $1 million. You should have seen the look on the face of our owner.
That's funny. That's funny.
Anyhow, fortunately, he popped out.
That's good. That's good for everybody. So what was the, who were some of the players on the Pelicans? Were there any names that we know of on that league or no, in that team?
Well, or? I mean, we had Doc Ellis.
Okay.
Who was, you know, fabulous. Butch Benton was our catcher. Butch Benton was the number one draft choice by the New York Mets. And somehow, I don't know why, he never made it to the majors. But he was a fabulous, fabulous catcher. In fact, when the season was over, he was signed by the Cubs and played Triple-A ball for the Cubs. But Kurt Flood was our commissioner.
Okay.
Which was a big mistake. Because Kurt Flood had sued Major League Baseball. And
right.
So when we made Kurt Flood the commissioner, all of a sudden, you know, we became, you know, blackballed by major leagues.
Right.
Which the single one of our players ever went back and played in the major leagues, which was a shame. Because this is, you know, this is really good, really good baseball.
Right. So who's the most fascinating guy? Like you, if you...
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that. Yeah, I guess.
No, I
shouldn't ask you that question.
No, you can't do that. I'll tell you a fascinating guy. You know, as long as I'm talking about books, you can ask me about Bobby Valentine.
Okay, let's talk. Yeah, because you just wrote a book with him, didn't you?
Bobby Valentine and I just wrote a book called Valentine's Way. One of the most fascinating people I've ever worked with.
In what way?
Just... Normally, I do a book with somebody, it's 20 to 25 hours of talk.
Yeah.
Bobby and I talked for 40 hours, and every word came out of his mouth was fascinating. He told stories that were unbelievably fabulous. And this book has come out, and if you want to know what goes on inside baseball, why players get traded, why...
That's great. I like that.
Why the players and the managers either get along or don't get along. Bobby, when he came up, played for Ogden, Utah. Tommy Lasorda was his manager. And they had Bill Buckner. They had Tom Pachorik. They had Steve Garvey on the team. They had a really, really good team. So Lasorda says to his players, I want each of you guys to write a letter to the Dodger player who has your permission, your position, and tell him why you're going to take his job. You can picture that.
I like that.
And every one of these guys did it except Garvey. And so how is it that none of these guys ever played for the Dodgers?
Hmm.
Because Walter Alston hated Lasorda.
Wow, okay.
And so all these guys who wrote the letters... So Valentine ended up with the Angels. Bill Buckner ended up with the Cubs. Pachorik ended up elsewhere. The only one who stayed around
was Garvey. It's Garvey.
Yeah.
But Pachorik went, I think, to either Chicago or Seattle, I think.
Something
one
like
of those.
That. Seattle, yeah.
So give me one reason why somebody got traded. I don't want to give too much away from the book, but give me some reason why somebody got traded.
All right, so Valentine is sitting and having breakfast. And this was during one of the, you know, winter meetings. And he overhears, sitting at the booth behind him, the general manager and manager, and I wish I could remember the name of the player, a great, great player who, Bobby's with Texas at the moment. And the two guys are talking about how much they hate this guy because... For some reason, they don't like the way he bats. He always gets singles. They want him to hit more home runs. Some nonsense like that.
Right.
So Bobby gets out of his seat, turns around and says, "We'll take him." Just like that. And I wish I could remember his name. I got to be smarter about these interviews. But he was a star.
Yeah.
He was a star first baseman for a while in Texas, and they you know, they traded a left-handed pitcher who the other team liked.
Yeah.
And they made the trade.
He went from Texas to somebody or somebody to Texas?
This guy went to Texas.
He went to Texas, okay.
Yeah.
All right. He went to Texas.
And as an example, Nolan Ryan was deciding, he was a free agent, and deciding where to go. And one of the places Ryan was considering was the Texas Rangers because Ryan was a Texan. So Bobby is sitting with Nolan Ryan's wife, and Nolan Ryan's wife says to him, "Can my kids come into the clubhouse after the game?" Because whoever the manager was who Nolan had prior would not let kids in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Bobby says to Nolan Ryan's wife, "Your kids can come and sit on my lap during the game," which is just fabulous. And P.S., yeah. Nolan Ryan signs,
right.
You know, signs with the Texas Rangers in part because of that.
I remember Nolan Ryan was throwing in Kissimmee. It was spring training for us, and it was the big league game, and, you know, all of us went to see him because he was...
Of course.
You know,
went on to see Nolan Ryan pitch, and I try to tell the story, do it justice, but you know, so we're as close as we could get to watch him throw, and he's throwing, right. He's still throwing upper 90s, just throwing.
Peas.
Yeah, and what was amazing about him, and I don't know if you know, but he would yell, "Watch out!" when he threw a breaking ball at the batter every once in a while. And, like, he'd, "Watch out!" And, you know, the guy would obviously bend his bat. Not that, it didn't make a difference. He's 100 miles an hour is coming at you. You're moving out of the way anyway. That guy was such an amazing competitor.
He was. That's amazing. He absolutely was.
He's a 10-time best-selling author, Peter Gallenbach. Baseball Whisper of the Gods is the name of the book. Pete, I can't thank you enough. I got to run. I'm out of time. But anytime you're available, we would love to talk to you. I know this is out of the ordinary for all of Wayne's normal fans, but again, I couldn't pass this up in getting him on to talk about some of the things going on in the world of baseball now and then and some of the superstars of the past and present day. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
My feet hurt from time to time, and I've also told you how much I enjoy getting to work, because right here under my desk I have a pair of my slippers, Mike Lindell's new invention with patented fill, the My Pillow fill that, you know, he works in the pillow so well, comfort memory foam, patented impact gel, and it has an indoor-outdoor sole for all-day use. Right now, they are on sale. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, you will see My Pillow slippers at 50% off, but only for a limited time. Plus, you'll get Mike's soft cover book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Use my promo code USA. Savings on overstock items, too, at MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. They're regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Recently, they were guests at my wedding. Everyone kept saying, "Wow, you look so much younger, healthier, thinner, Wayne. You look younger at age 60 than 50. What did you do?" And I pointed them to John and Chelsea and said, "They did it. Go talk to them." Energized Health changed my life, and the proof isn't just in how I look. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous visceral fat, and I've kept the fat off for over a year, and I'll be on this program for life because it's sustainable. Don't just take my word for it. I've received more fan mail about Energized Health than any other advertiser in history. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Right now, Energized Health is offering my fans the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call toll-free 888-444-8895. Toll-free 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Attention, Medicare.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Final segment, Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and Tommy Binion from the Heritage Foundation is joining me next. And Tommy, you know, I got a question for you, sort of an esoteric, I don't know if that's the right word for this, but out of the box type of a question. I had an argument yesterday with one of my liberal friends, and what do you want from the government? What do liberty-seeking Americans want?
Restraint. I mean, in this country, I want my kids' generation to learn that they don't have to ask the government's permission to do the right thing. They don't have to ask the government's permission to start a company. They don't have to ask the government's permission to start a family. They don't have to ask the government's permission to make money. They don't have to ask the government's permission to have a political opinion. I want the government to restrain itself from coming into my life. I don't want them to support me economically. I don't want them to set my moral code for me. I certainly don't want the government to enforce a political opinion on its people. The government is there essentially to protect our God-given rights in the conservative viewpoint. The rights don't come from the government, but the government ought to be protecting them. That's flipped on its head right now. If we are allowed to keep our rights, they are infringed and limited in severe ways by the government itself. And I think this is the last thing I'll say on it. What I really worry is that we have a generation now that is being taught something different than that in school, that is being taught that the government is there to provide for you, the government is there to give or deny permission for certain things, and that's, you know, I grew up looking my parents and teachers in the eye and saying it's free country, nana, nana, boo-boo. What are you going to do about it? Because that's what was drilled into my head.
Right.
It is a free country.
Do you believe that democracy is as viable as it once was? Or do you think the foundations that this country was built on are cracking?
Yeah, for democracy to work, we've got to have shared goals. We've got to have a shared mission, a common understanding of what we want. You know, I think one of the things that the left does today is they challenge the existence, the viability, the workability of our democracy. They're referencing, the President Trump's challenge to the 2020 election results. They're referencing, what happened on January 6th, things like that. The truth is, democracy is of the people, by the people, for the people. And so the foundation for it is our education. It's what people understand about democracy, what it is supposed to be like, what it should be like, and then they will demand it and they will get it, right? If we truly have a form of government that flows from the bottom, from the people upwards and forwards, then we're going to have a representative democratic government. But we have to have that foundational education. You know, kids have to be able to answer the question, what do you want from the government, just like I did, or else we're in real trouble. So where to look is in civics class and government class in middle school and high school and public schools in this country.
Tommy Binion is joining us, TP Binion on Twitter. Follow him there. All right, moving from sort of, and we could talk for hours about that, and you know, maybe I'll bring that up again down the road. I appreciate your answer on that, so it's out of the box. But here, let's move towards what's happening over in Ukraine. So Putin believes that breaking up the Soviet Union was a mistake. Do you think this assault is simply step one for him moving across the entire country of Ukraine?
It depends on what happens, right? You know, right now, it's sort of trial and error. Take an action and then assess the reaction for Putin. What's happening is he is taking an action and then he is getting the reaction he wants. He's got, you know, every world leader across the globe on his call sheet calling him, asking him what demands he has. They're so eager to meet his demands. You know, he is having more success in arranging, you know, diplomatic engagements than at any time in his leadership of Russia. So, you know, he's going to continue to do this as long as he's getting what he wants. He's not getting crushing sanctions. Hmm. He's not getting any kind of pushback. Instead, he's getting world leaders eager to sort of kowtow to him. I think that is more his motivation. What he can sort of squeeze out of the rest of the world in terms of concessions for him not to do this, then I think it's some sort of quest to reunite the Soviet Union. Certainly that's a very powerful political tool in terms of, you know, his domestic politics at home. Certainly it's one of his concepts of his worldview is that the Soviet Union has broken up and all of that belongs under Mother Russia. But honestly, I think his motivation right now is all the phone calls, the free concessions he's getting from world leaders.
True or false, Putin looks on Biden and Obama as weak?
No, of course that's true. It's demonstrably true. The evidence is irrefutable. He took a break from this during the Trump years. And now we put weakness back on display, and here he goes again.
Tommy, I just saw what time it is. I got to go. I'm out of time. The show actually is over. It was a blast filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root, who will be back here on Monday. My name is Lee Elsie. Check me out, leeelsie.com. Email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Enjoy the rest of your night. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.